Trains rumble through downtown Milwaukee on a daily basis. Each week, up to 14 of them haul crude oil. While the city has not experienced any accidents with those tankers, there have been disasters elsewhere, both in the U.S. and Canada. Some local agencies are preparing just in case. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz checks in. Are we making progress?
Ask Cheryl Nunn of the group Milwaukee Riverkeeper if rail lines coursing through the heart of town and above its waterways are safer than they used to be. Her answer is an unequivocal no.
Our infrastructure is very old and was designed for grains and things like that and not these heavy trains of crude and other hazardous chemicals.
A century-old bridge here called Old Rusty has become the symbol of public concern.
It has holes in it the size of small dinner plates that you can actually look through the steel girders. But they've told us that there was no problem, that we shouldn't be concerned. And then after Fox News and a few other media folks came and covered it, they put these massive concrete blocks around all the girders.
Rail lines also cut through the heart of neighboring Wauwatosa. Fire Chief Rob Ugasti shoulders the concerns of its 47,000 residents.
They're afraid that it's going to cause problems with the river. It's going to kill people and the businesses.
Ugasti is president of the Wisconsin State Fire Chiefs Association. It's calling for a string of safety measures. They include slowing down trains that carry dangerous cargo.
If it's too fast through the high urban areas, it's too fast through the low urban areas. And we require more cooperation from the rail. We have had incidents where they've been too secret.
David Votsis is deputy chief of the Milwaukee Fire Department's Special Operations Division. He says rail companies have come through with emergency expertise and equipment.
We are as well poised as anybody to respond to this or any other type of incident. On speed dial, I have the emergency response managers for the Midwest region for both Canadian Pacific and Union Pacific. We have a training next week that's being put on by Canadian Pacific, Union Pacific, Chlorine Institute.
We got our gloves, our hard hats, and our glasses, right?
The rail companies did not wish to be interviewed, but we were able to observe the training at the Canadian Pacific Rail Yard in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley.
Stations are going to be the tents. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's
nearly 80 people, mostly firefighters from as close as St. Francis and as far as Wisconsin Rapids, wore hard hats and safety glasses as they rehearsed how to respond to leaking tank cars and spills of chlorine materials. Darren Petersburgs of Milwaukee was among the participants. He's second in command with the specially trained team that would respond to rail disasters in the southern half of the state. The northern team is based in Eau Claire. Petersburgs says learning in the field is far superior to video or training manuals and credits public concern for cultivating more of this hands-on training.
In the past, there were a lot less of these opportunities available. So if I've been to 3 or 4 of them in my 17 years with the hazmat team, 2 of those have been within the last year. So people are concerned and aware, and rightfully so.
Over the years, have you responded to a
rail incident?
Mm-hmm.
I never had to go to a rail incident. Fortunately, we've been pretty safe.
Steve Franck, Milwaukee's Director of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, stopped by. He says the city has more access to information from rail companies than in the past.
As long as we move toward increasing the level of safety and then the awareness, I think that we're moving in the right direction.
Yet he admits,
I've got more concerns about the rails themselves. We've got an aging infrastructure in the rail industry as well as the automobile industry. I'd like to see more emphasis put on that.
The U.S. Department of Transportation predicts 10 derailments per year. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
So I recommend to the first responders, they do get a pressure gauge a little bit bigger than this.